The Holyfield Science Learning Center in Plano is a wonderland for nature lovers like Greg Hayden.
Well, let's see, we've got a very friendly raccoon right over there, and quite a few. We have a bearded lizard, a couple of geckos, and then over on the other side, I know we have a beautiful bobcat.
He's at the center on a misty Saturday morning with dozens of students, all of them training to become master naturalists. Now, Texas Parks and Wildlife doesn't just dole out the title to anyone, though. Students take 13 three-hour classes and several field trips. And after 4 months, they graduate. Well, kind of. It's really just a title, but students say the distinction is much more than that. It connects them with other people passionate about the outdoors. Many of them end up volunteering at nature centers, cleaning up waterways, planting trees, and helping with other conservation efforts. Hayden joined 4 years ago after reading about the program in a magazine.
I'd worked in the corporate world all my life. Not that that isn't meaningful, but it didn't feel very soulful. And so when I read the article, I thought, oh, that is going to be my calling. Aside from marrying my wife, maybe the best decision I made in my life.
Now, Hayden helps other students as they take classes in local plant and animal life, geology, and weather patterns. Students meet every Wednesday at the Heard Wildlife Sanctuary in McKinney, rain or shine. During a class on macroinvertebrates, they gather mud from a pond and dump it out onto trays. As part of her training, Raina Moore has to identify freshwater critters hiding in the sediment.
Then we got some dragonfly babies, like these guys right here. And then we got a little shell of something here. Yeah, that does look like a crawdad.
Classes are often entertaining, but students like Holly Axe are also driven by a sense of concern.
The environment needs to be protected, and there needs to be more knowledge on, you know, how to protect what we have here, because without all of these insects and different species, we won't survive.
Collin County isn't exactly a big rainforest full of species on the brink of extinction, so it can be easy to overlook the impact of humans. Reminding people of that impact is part of the Blackland Prairie Chapter's mission. President Mike Rome says that mission is ingrained in the chapter's very name.
The Blackland Prairie was originally over 12 million acres, and now it's less than 0.1% of that remnant prairie still left. And I understand why it's happening. We get a lot of population coming here, and that's a good thing economically. But ecologically, it's a challenge.
Rome says most of those grasses were uprooted to make way for crops, homes, and roads. He clearly has a passion for the region's flora and fauna, but Rome hesitates to call himself an activist. He sees the master naturalists more as stewards of the land, keen on sharing their understanding of how and why it's important to care for native plants.
They enrich our soil. They help improve our water quality. So I tell neighbors and friends, I said, I did this, you can do this too. You can plant native plants. And once you got them growing, you don't have to water them. You just let them do their thing.
People training to become master naturalists soak in all that regional knowledge. On top of that, they have to maintain their title with volunteer work and advanced trainings every year. Students say there's an intrinsic benefit. It feels good to get outside, breathe in fresh air, and make like-minded friends. But Rome says it's ultimately about passing on what they've learned to others.
I'm one voice and one person in one little local area. That's the reason it's becoming more important in my mind that we've got to get us as individuals on board. And by bringing this swell from the ground up, then I think we can achieve things.
Spreading information about the natural history of the region may seem like a small act, but it has the potential to grow into something much bigger. Miguel Perez, KERA News.